You're listening to Road to Wellness, a podcast meant to help you be healthier, happier, and pain-free. Hi, I'm Amy Truong, your host, and here you'll be learning ways to connect with others and to yourself so you can live a more fulfilled life. You will gain knowledge of acupuncture and other modalities in healthcare to help you take better care of yourself and your loved ones, a platform for you to ask questions as well as get answers. Your growth and your personal journey on the road to wellness begins now. Hey guys, Amy here at Road to Wellness, the podcast. And on today's episode, it's going to be the first of a few of the Unstuck series in which I'm going to talk about how is it that a person can just do so many things while they're in COVID-19 quarantine time. And I'm talking about what I've been up to and how I was able to start my podcast, how I was able to launch my second business, how I was able to start my YouTube channel, and just go through the steps in terms of how I was thinking or what was my routine like and building up that habit to execute any sort of ideas that I have. Some of my friends, actually most of my friends, are married, they have kids, they are pretty much really busy people with a job and also a busy house life. What I explain to them in terms of whether you're married or if you're single without many responsibilities in a sense where you just have to take care of yourself, the first thing is always allotting time for yourself. So that's step number one, is making sure you create time. And if you're sitting there right now or standing or whatever it is you're doing and you're like, well, I don't have time. How can I create more time? There's a limited number of hours within a day. True, of course, we all know that. But creating time in a sense where think about what about those times where you sit around and you just watch TV of something that doesn't have any value to you. Or the time when you are just, you know, messing around. And I'm pretty sure all you really need to do is take a moment to think about the times where you're doing something that are not serving you. There is a moment in time where you need to create time for yourself, right? So say if you're taking time off for an hour, 30 minutes or whatever, to go for a walk, to watch TV or something just to get your mind off of things, that's actually a good use of your time because you're decompressing, right? I'm talking about the time where you're doing absolutely nothing that is serving you in any way. You're not happy being there. You're actually feeling very uncomfortable or whatever. That's the time I'm talking about. So any moment you have those kind of times, that's the time that you could be taking towards doing something that is of service for you, something that is good for you, for the people you love, so on and so forth. So when the first step, like I said, is to create that time. And the second thing is always kind of stick with your guns, where if you're like, oh, I want to go for a walk right now. Okay, well, go for a walk. The first thing that comes into your mind, granted, it depends on where you are and such like that. So within reason, right? The first thing you think about, try to go ahead and execute that. You develop that habit where once you start to think about the things that you want to do when you go out and do it, you're validating yourself that you are in control of what it is that you want to do. You're validating that you have the capability to go out and execute whatever it is that you want. Number three. Once you finish off doing whatever it is that you're doing, so once you go out and take that walk, come back in and pat yourself on the back, you know, and imagine how it feels at that moment and kind of embrace it. Embrace the good feeling of being like, aw, you know, I actually did what I wanted to do and it feels great. And that's exactly where you want to be. You want to feel the appreciation. You want to feel the feeling of gratification of you doing something that you really wanted to do. So it kind of goes hand in hand with the validation part, but this is a different step where it's more about an emotional thing. And getting in tune with your emotion is actually pretty critical when it comes to going out and executing things, because you don't want to just go out and do things just for the hell of doing it. You want to go out and do something that is meaningful and it provides a sense of fulfillment. So this is up to the next level of more like a spirituality kind of thing, which I think is also very important. We talk about the mind, we talk about the body, we talk about physical strength and mental health and all that stuff. But there's another aspect of it where it's the spirituality, where you're in touch with your inner being or your inner child, whatever you want to call it, but essentially you. Getting that sort of connection with the true you, your true authentic self, is actually a very, very good feeling. And when you start to develop these habits, like what we were talking about, one is to creating that time so you could go out and do the things that you want to do. And actually the first thing that comes to mind and you go out and do it, then that's the execution part, and then the validation part, and then the third is feeling the appreciation of you actually doing whatever it is that you want to do, so you could be a little bit more in tune with your true self. For the next week or so, just try to focus on doing just that and seeing where it takes you, and really observe how you feel throughout the entire week. And even if you fall off the horse a couple of times where you're like, I'm kind of lazy, I don't want to go, I don't want to do it, that's perfectly fine. That's you also not wanting to do something. So in itself, that is something that you want to do. Does that make sense? So for example, I am doing a recording right now. And I'm like, okay, well, usually I want to record for at least 20 minutes. But today, I think I'm just going to do a very short segment and I'm only going to record for 10 minutes. And that's exactly what I probably will do, just to, you know what I mean? So even though it's not your usual thing or not the initial thing that you usually do, but if you change your mind and you want to just shorten it up, go ahead and shorten it up and then just stick to it. The one thing that I think is a challenge for some people is the fluctuation or the wobbling, where one minute they're like, oh, well, I want to do this. No, but I want to do that. Oh, but I want to do this. And so on and so forth. I'm pretty guilty of that. Actually, my friend was just on a Zoom call with me yesterday and she was laughing at me saying how I need to put blinders on and really focus on just one thing. But the way I see it, it's like, maybe this is just who I am, right? The wobbling part. But I recognize that the wobbling sometimes has to do with a lot of, you have so many things going on in your mind and so many things that you want to do, but you haven't figured out what is the commonality of all of those things that you're trying to do. So if you catch yourself in that wobbling state, I would recommend writing all of them down, just writing every single thing that you want to do. So for example, for me, I wanted to have a podcast. I wanted to start my YouTube. I wanted to have my business going. And that's exactly what I did. I just wrote it all down. And then I decided, okay, well, what is the commonality among the three of these things? And then I kind of mapped that out. So that's exactly what I would suggest you to do, is just to write out all the things that you want to do and take a look at it. And when you write it down, it kind of gives you a better visual than just thinking it in your head, because sometimes you forget and you make things up too. But when you have it written out and you're looking at it, you will see and you'll be able to pick out certain areas that kind of pops out that really tells you why it is that you do, or why it is that you chose or want to do that, whatever that is that you want to do. And then from there, you create your umbrella goal. The umbrella goal is pretty much the vision, right? The overall thing that is a commonality among them. So for example, having a YouTube channel, having a podcast, doing the business I'm doing, is pretty much all of that. The whole goal is to get the message out, is to be able to connect with people in a creative way, because we're currently in quarantine, or another opportunity to kind of get other people to come together. And that was pretty much how it worked for me. And so then I decided, okay, every single little thing about the things that I have here on my piece of paper all made sense. So I felt really good knowing that every single thing that I want to do is actually going towards the same exact goal of the umbrella goal. And because of that, I don't feel scattered. I don't feel like I'm wobbling, but rather I feel inspired to record. I'm inspired to write things out. I'm inspired to communicate and do workshops with other people. So that actually creates more opportunities for me to go on and pretty much executing all of the things that I said that I was gonna do, right? So I hope I was able to answer the question of how to just go out and do what you say you're gonna do. So let's go ahead and recap that. Create time to execute. Validate whatever it is that you're doing by actually thinking about it and then go on and just doing it. And number three is to really feel the gratification that you actually accomplished it and be proud of yourself. All right, well, you guys have a wonderful day. Enjoy your week. And as always, be well, take care of yourself, and we'll talk again soon.